Bíomh cóirte ismise Joe Bollard. Tá fáilte roiid go dtí ar chlár Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Bollard and I want to welcome you to our program Sounds Irish, a program of songs, ballads and stories and all things Irish. A program I hope you'll find enjoyable, interesting, entertaining and maybe even informative. So come on, spend some time with me and sample some Sounds Irish. Well, hello, friends, and welcome once again to another edition of Sounds Irish. I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy a goodly selection of Irish music. And as I say so often at the beginning of these programmes, you can't contact me while we're on air because, as you've already been informed, this is a pre-recorded programme. But you can contact me at any time. Email. And the email address, everton274 at sky.com, everton274 at sky.com, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. Let's start off with Foster and Alan and the story of Mick Maguire. Ah, you do, you know the story. The mother wants to get the daughter married off, and so she makes a fuss of Mr. Maguire every time he comes in. But when they're married, well, that's a different story.
My name is Mick Maguire, and I'll quickly tell to you of a young girl I admired called Katie Donahue. She was fair and fat and 40, and believe me when I say that whenever I step in at the door, you could hear her mother say, "Johnny, get up from the fire, get up and give the man a seat. Can't you see it's Mr. Maguire and he's courting your sister Kate? You know very well he owns the farm a wee bit out of the town. So get up out of that, yeah, and put in brat and let Mr. Maguire sit down." First place that I met her was a dance in Tandarigee, and I very kindly asked her if she'd dance a step with me. I asked if I might see her home as I was going her way, and whenever I step in at the door you could hear her mother say, "Johnny, get up from the fire, get up and give the man the seat. Can't you see it's Mr. Maguire and he's courting your sister Kate? You know very well he owns the farm a wee bit out of the town. So get up out of that, yeah, put in brat and let Mr. Maguire sit down." But now that we are married, sure, her mother's changed her mind. Just because they spent the legacy her father left behind. She hasn't got the decency to bid me time of day. And whenever I come in at the door, you could hear the old one say, "Johnny, come up to the fire, come up, you're sitting in a draft. Can't you see it's old Maguire and he nearly drives me daft? I don't know what Kate took him for, he's always on the tear. I will sit where you are and never you dare to give old Maguire the chair."
Now, I omitted to tell you at the beginning of this programme there's quite a lot of self-indulgence in this week's programme. A lot of my favourites, and I hope a lot of your favourites as well. Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play for you now a favourite song of mine, sung by a favourite singer of mine. You know how well I've been waxing eloquently about my latest find, which is Anne-Marie O'Riordan. We've been playing quite a lot of her stuff on the programme. And here we're going to have another track of hers. It's her version of The Bantry Maid's Lament. I love this song. And I think I first played it by one of the, was it Dolores Keane or somebody of that ilk some months ago. And then I discovered Anne-Marie O'Riordan. This girl has a wonderful way with her voice. She hails from Cork, County Cork anyway. And she's going to sing for us The Bantry Maid's Lament.
Oh, who will plough the fields now? Or who will sow the corn? And who will mind the flock now and keep them neatly shorn? Those steppets in the haggard on track, it may remain since Johnny, lovely Johnny, when the fall the girls from the barn, oh, in sorrow may retire, and the piper and his bellows go home and blow the fire. Since Johnny, lovely Johnny, fight the King of Spain, and the boys will sorely miss him when money more comes around, and they'll find that their bold captain is nowhere to be found. And pillars must invite them against their will and grain, since the gallant boy who gave them work, now he's the King of Spain. At wakes and hurling matches, your likes will never see, until you return again to us, a story no more cree. And won't you trod the bookings who show us much disdain, because our eyes are not so bright as those you meet in Spain. If cruel fate will not permit our Johnny to return, his heavy loss the Bantry girls will never cease to mourn. We'll resign ourselves to our sad lot and die in grief and pain. Since Johnny died for Ireland's pride in the foreign lands of Spain.
Since Johnny, lovely Johnny, went to fight the King of Spain, and all the girls are left broken-hearted. Didn't she make a wonderful job of that? Well done, Anne-Maria O'Riordan. My Brendan O'Dowd track. Now, I had a problem with this because I'm a big fan of Brendan O'Dowd. He's no longer with us. He's gone to God. But he made some wonderful albums. Whoa, what, about the late 50s, early 60s, and even a bit later on. But this one I've chosen because I want to dedicate this to Mary Dynan, who's listening to me over there in Canada. This is for you. The ancestry and all that sort of thing, Mary. Okay, fondest love, good wishes from me to you.
We were sitting on the wall upon a Sunday to watch the girls go by, and thinking we'd be married too, and one day when Caitlin caught our eye, oh boy, she was the makings of a fairy, and it made each boy all swear. There's not a girl in the wide, wide world like the darling girl from Clare, and every man I got the finest plan you'd ever seen now, barring me now. Every day there's one of them would say that she'll agree now, you'll see now. All night they'd fight as to which of them was right about the colour of her eyes and hair, but not a word from me was ever heard about the darling girl from Clare. Says Fagin, it's the father I'll be pleasing, I'll tell him of the land I've tilled, I'll tell them of the cattle I have grazing and the house I mean to build. And when he sees the arable and pasture and the fat stock feeding there, and the hens and the chicken chim will go to the dickens for the darling girl from Clare. So every man I got the finest plan you'd ever seen now, barring me now. Every day there's one of them would say that she'll agree now. He'll see now, thinks I well now. Though I haven't e'er a cow of cash, I've got my share. And so I know the way they ought to go about the darling girl from Clare. Says Sharky she'll be coming to the shop here to buy some sort of thing. I lax her if she has a mind to stop here, and should I buy the ring? And when she sees the curtains on the windows and the owl clock on the stair, keeping time to the minute, no one else will there be in it with the darling girl from Clare. So every man has got the finest plan you'd ever seen now, barring me now. Every day there's one of them would say that she'll agree now. He'll see now, thinks I am a stop all your life in your shop, and not a hair I care. With all your gold he'll never hold a hold upon the darling girl from Clare. I never said a single word about her, but I met the girl that day. I told her I could never live without her, and what had she to say? She said that I might go and ask a father. I met him then and there, and in less than an hour we were fighting for the dower of the darling girl from Clare. So every man has got the finest plan you'd ever seen now, barring me now. Every day there's one of them would say that she'll agree now. You'll see now. But late last night when the moon was bright, I asked her if she'd share me joy and me sorrow and me gorrow. On tomorrow I'll be married to the girl from Clare.
I train my local church choir, and one of the ladies in my choir hails from County Clare, and I always call her the darling girl from Clare. Now I'm going to play for you a Dermot O'Brien track. Dermot, who's gone to God, was always a great friend of mine and a great source of encouragement to me. And have a listen to how he treats this song.
Sure. If I had the wings of a swallow, I would travel far over the sea and the rocky old road I would follow to a spot that is heaven to me. When the sun goes to rest away down in the west, then I'll find happiness in that place I love best. In that dear little town, in the old county town, it will linger away down in my heart. Though it never was grand, sure it's my fairy land, just a wonderful world set apart. Oh, my Ireland of dreams, you are with me, it seems, and I care not for fame or renown. Like the black sheep of old, I'll come back to the fold, little town in the old county town. Lonnie in her smile. She's the fairest in the aisle. Sure, she sets people talking when she goes out walking. My girl's an Irish girl, from her head down to her toes. Sure, no care in the world will harry me when she promises to marry me, my sweet little Irish rose. My wild Irish rose, the sweetest flower that grows. You may search everywhere, but none can compare to my wild Irish rose. My wild Irish rose, sweetest flower that grows. And someday for my sake she may let me take the bloom from my wild Irish rose.
A few moments ago, I played for you one of my favourite Irish female singers, and that's Anne-Marie O'Riordan. And here's my second female Irish singer that I really love listening to. Now, I know we've heard this before, and I did say at the beginning of the programme that it was self-indulgence time. So, here's Dolores Keane.
I dreamt all last night, oh, bad cess to my dreaming. I'd die if I thought 'twould come surely to pass. I dreamt while the tears down my pillow were rolling that Teddy was courting another fair lass. And didn't I wake with the weeping and wailing? The pain in my heart was too deep to conceal. My mother cried, Nora dear, what is your ailing? But all I could answer was Teddy O'Neill. I've seen your cabin beyond the boring. I've seen the old crossroads where we used to dance. I've rambled the lane where he called me his Thorin, and my girlie heart felt the thrill of romance. But now all around is so sad and so grieving, all dark and all silent, no piper, no reel, not even the sun through the casement shines cheery. Inside big ship was ready, and the time it was come for my love to depart. How I cried like a child, oh goodbye to you, Teddy, with a tear on my cheek that is stolen my heart. He said 'twas too late, his fate even proving, but what would be gold to the joy I would feel if he'd only come back to me tender and loving. Yet poor, but my
a creed occur there from Dolores Keane, looking for Teddy to come back. I think you may keep looking, sweetheart, because he's not coming back. And our Daniel track, Daniel O'Donnell, what would I play? And then I thought, well, if I play songs from an individual county, that may seem a little biased. So what I'll do, I'll get him, Daniel, to sing all about different parts of Ireland in the one song. Here he is singing 40 Shades of Green.
I close my eyes and picture the emerald of the sea, from the fishing boats at Dingle to the shores of Dunedin. I miss the River Shannon and the folks at Skibbereen, the moorlands and the meadows with their 40 shades of green. But most of all I miss a girl in Tipperary town, most of all I miss her lips, so soft as eiderdown. Again I want to see and do the things we've done and seen, where the breeze is sweet as Shalimar and there's 40 shades of green. I wish that I could spend an hour at Dublin's churning Sir. I'd love to watch the farmer drain the bog and spade the turf, to see again the thatching of the straw the woman gleaned. I'd walk from Cork to Larne to see the 40 shades of green. But most of all I miss a girl in Tipperary town, and most of all I miss her lips, so soft as eiderdown. Again I want to see and do the things we've done and seen, where the breeze is sweet as Shalimar and there's 40 shades of green. Where the breeze is sweet as Shalimar and there's 40 shades of.
Daniel O'Donnell there with a rather heavy bass guitar in that, I thought, and his version of 40 Shades of Green. Now, somewhere along the line, in the back of my mind, I think that song was written by Johnny Cash on a flight back home from a tour of Ireland, but I'm not quite sure. If anybody knows, please correct me or tell me I'm right, one way or the other. Now, John Fitzgerald is another of our Irish listeners, and he wants to know, could I play the Alad Jones track that I played some months ago called A Gaelic Blessing? Yes, it's actually down on the CD as Deep Peace, and I think I always knew this as an Irish blessing. Now, just to clarify Gaelic and Irish, the Irish language is just one of the few Gaelic languages. So when people say, Joe, do you speak Gaelic? I say, no, I speak Irish, which is one of the... Are you still with me or have I lost you somewhere along the way? John, listening to me here in Dublin, this is for you. And thanks for asking for it because I think it's a cracking track.
Of the running wave to you, deep peace of the flowing air to you, deep peace of the quiet earth to you, deep peace of the shining stars to
just in case I was confusing you before we played that track. That track was called Deep Peace. It's by Alad Jones, A-L-E-D. And Alad Jones started life as a chorister, made a big name for himself in the movie The Snowman, Walking in the Air. He sang that as a chorister. He's since gone on to make a career for himself on radio and in television and has done quite a number of albums. And that was included on his album called Higher. But when I was talking to you about the Gaelic languages, yes, we have Irish, there's Scots Gaelic, there's also, I'm not quite sure if it's even spoken today, a Manx Gaelic, which is a language on the Isle of Man. There's a Cornish Gaelic, which is spoken in Cornwall. And I believe in Breton, there's also, they have a language. And in Ulster, which is the Northern Ireland, they have their own language called Scots, I think. So there are quite a number of Gaelic languages. Now, this is a bit of a difference. This is Gaelic Storm, the group Gaelic Storm. And I think I may have misled you recently when I said they were an Irish group. These are a multinational group. And they're playing The Devil Went Down to Doolin. Ha ha! You thought I was going to say The Devil Went Down to Georgia. No, this devil goes down to Doolin.